Good thing the skaters at the Canadian Junior Open Short Track Speed Skating Championships were wearing transponders around their ankles linked to a computerized timing system. It took all the guesswork out of determining the order of finish in Sunday's women's 1,000-meter final at Kin 1. Kala Hoheim knew she won the race, but her margin of victory was just 0.1 seconds, and it was even closer in the race for silver, ultimately won by Lee Boucher of Quebec over third-place Abigail Jeanne of Quebec. Hoheim completed the Prince George trifecta, winning all three individual events in her return to her native province at the Junior Open. The 17-year-old Kelowna native, who trains in Calgary with the Olympic Oval program, won a cat-and-mouse game in the battle for gold in the 1,000. Somehow she avoided contact in extremely close quarters while making her moves on Jeanne, the early leader, and Boucher, who gave up the lead on the final lap. "At the beginning I just wanted to save my speed and rest and not use too much energy," said Hoheim. "With 6 laps to go I noticed it was picking up, so I tried moving up a couple places, just not leading. I think I was in second, on the final turn, and I got around Lee, but Abigail was coming on the outside and I knew she would have a lot of speed. She was in front of me and I was trying to set up a pass around her and I didn't think I'd have time for an outside pass. It was a pretty tight pass, she's good at defending, and luckily I got around her without bumping her or anything. It was a pretty tight finish and I made sure to shoot the line so I didn't mess it up." Hoheim posted a winning time of 141.383, Boucher finished in 141.483 and Jeanne was in at 141.556. Boucher was as surprised as anybody watching that final dash for the medals that nobody was nudged out of position or penalized. "Anything can happen in the final, everyone gives their all and everything they have left. And sometimes I watch the races and I'm scared and can't believe I do this, but when you do it, it feels different," said the 18-year-old Boucher, who won silver in the 500 silver and 1500 bronze. "It's so stressful, but afterwards you feel great." Two lead changes in the final corner dropped Jeanne from first to third, but the 16-year-old Jeanne was satisfied with her race. "Short track speed skating is very difficult and you have to make sure to do the right pass and the right blocks, and sometimes a half turn can change everything, like this race," said Jeanne. "Kala is a great skater, she's really impressive. Next race I'm going to have to improve everything. I wanted to finish off with a gold medal because I already have bronze and silver, but it's okay, next time I'll do better." It was all Quebec final in the men's 1,000 meters and Justin Bissett solidified his first place cumulative standing with another gold medal to add to his junior open collection after winning gold in the 500 meters and silver in the 1,500 meters on Saturday. Knowing he'd already locked up a top 3 spot in the cumulative standings needed to qualify for the Canada Cup final in Calgary in March, Bissett's strategy to play it cool in the early going of the 1,000 meters final then turn on the jets to create some distance between himself and the rest of the pack for the last 3 laps worked to a tee. "It was a big race because two boys had a chance to finish in the top 3, so I decided to go first and control the race to get out of the traffic," said Bissett. "I didn't want to battle with them and lose energy, so I decided to go in front and give everything I have left. It was a good weekend for me, I finished in the top 3 and I also will be doing the Canada Cup in Sherbrooke. This was the main goal, to come here and build confidence for it in 2 weeks. Charles Fortin of Montreal, the 1,500 meters winner who saw his first place finish in the 500 meters final scuttled by disqualification for an illegal block, knew he had to kick in the afterburner to stay close to Bissett and hold off Emile Fortin of Quebec, and he did that. "I'm super happy," said Fortin. "I still had the willpower to go through that disqualification and do this. I knew I could do this because I know I'm stronger and I was really confident that it would turn out well." Bissett clocked 135.501, followed by Fortin, 135.655, and Fortin, 135.793.